yes, the Thanksgiving long weekend has arrived. A cornucopia of sports offerings, too, with it. The CFL, NFL, Major Leagues of Baseball, and the NHL is back, too, with Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday. And, of course, no Blue Jays tonight, but you could watch the Tigers-Mariners Game 5. That's on at 6. See who who's going to be playing the Jays on Sunday. What else is going on? Hey, if you want to catch the Regina Pats this weekend, a couple opportunities. They will welcome Vancouver tomorrow, Kamloops on Thanksgiving Day Monday. I know Sunday afternoon at 1 over Libel Field, our Regina Thunder play their final regular season game, hosting the Wildcats. And at halftime, unleashing something like 47 wiener dogs in a race to crown the fastest wiener dog in all of Regina. In fact, our own Evan Bray taking his dog Mike into the competition at halftime. And, of course, there's food, lots of food this weekend. What do you like more, turkey, ham, the fixins?
I prefer ham. I would say probably turkey, because it's not like you really cook a turkey on a regular basis. It's a special thing.
Doesn't matter if there's a bird or not. It's always the stuffing that has to be there.
Got the turkey and the gravy, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, cranberry sauce, and then the apple pie with some ice cream, and it's perfect.
Oh, sounds delicious. Just don't overcook that turkey, okay?
Look at that.
I told you we put it in too early.
Oh, it's just a little dry. It's fine.
Just a little dry. Hey, if you haven't done your Thanksgiving Day shopping yet, we actually asked the food professor, Sylvain Charlebois, from McGill University, if tariffs were making this Thanksgiving shopping experience more expensive than last year.
You're going to be happy, because turkey prices are actually cheaper this year compared to last year, 10 to 15% on average. And the reason why we came out with our report is we're encouraging people to go and shop around. This weekend is when you'll find some good deals. So turkey, the bird itself, carrots, if you're into greens like beans, for example, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, all these things are actually cheaper this year. Bread rolls, the same as last year. Pumpkin pie is the same. But as soon as you go into, say, cranberries, gravy, in a can especially, you're going to pay more. Why? Tariffs. Tariffs on steel and aluminum. If you buy something in a can for Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to pay way more. So my advice to you, take some time to make your own. Some people actually do buy filling for their pumpkin pie. I would avoid it because it's going to cost you way more this year. So if you're careful this year, if you're disciplined, you can actually save some money, even buying a turkey.
There you go. Costco pumpkin pies have been up for a while now. I don't know if they've gone up in price. Anyone know if they're up in price from last year? What are they selling for? Text me, 1-877-300-7275. Incidentally, Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ, is going to join me in just a moment to tee up the big game tonight for the Riders and the Argonauts. I said, I just sent this text. Hey, what are you eating for Thanksgiving? And he sends me his menu. Turkey, dressing, greens, ham hocks, cornbread, deviled eggs, mashed potatoes and gravy, mac and cheese, and sweet potato pie. I want to live with Belton. More from my buddy here in just a moment. Hey, there's no school today for the public school system. It's a teacher development day. Prairie Valley School Division is still at work today, getting Monday, Tuesday off next week. Catholic are in school today, but not on Thanksgiving Day, Monday. Yeah, the Riders can clinch the West with a victory tonight over the Argonauts. Kickoff at 7. The Green Zone pregame show will start at 5. Dante Myers headed to the one-game injured list, and so has Roland Milligan. Joining me now, our Grey Cup champ and Green Zone analyst, Belton Johns. Good morning, pal. How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself there, Greg?
Well, I'm stoked. It's Thanksgiving Day long weekend, and I love to eat, and you love to cook, so we should get together, but more on that in a moment. Hey, how concerning are the injuries in the secondary as a couple rookies fill in tonight, Belton?
I think it's a big concern, right? You know, when you start digging real deep, right? And I think what the Riders, this will be probably like the fourth stringer, fifth stringer guys that they've had to bring in and everything. But, Greg, you have to, with the pressure up front, I'm banking on that front seven to get lots of pressure on the young quarterback, Daggett Aaron, the Argos.
Yeah, Arbuckle is shelved. The Argos are pretty decimated right now. But we just got to be concerned in our own backyard with what we're working with here right now. Oh, I can't wait to get your opinion on this. Brett Lawther is kicking. He's our best hope, right, Belton? He's our guy, right?
That's my guy, man.
That's it. Yeah, for this week, because listen to this. Coach Mace was asked about the decision about kickers. And he kind of seemed to leave it open to perhaps it may not always be Brett. I want you to listen to this and then comment.
You have an idea of who your guy is, right? And I'll always give a luxury to not only just Brett, but anybody in those situations. But ultimately, it's a performance-based business. And everybody in the building, whether we choose somebody or not, they're part of this team. Everybody wants to see this team be successful. So we'll continue to do it the way that we have. And we'll always choose the best option for the roster that week.
Belton, this week, Brett, maybe Michael Hughes, the American they brought in to finish the last couple of games. Your comment?
And I'm okay with that. Like Coach May said, there's a performance-based business, right? And, you know, Brett Lawther, he hasn't performed all the best, you know, none of the kickers for that matter, so far this season. So the thing is, the playoffs are coming up. I feel like they should have had this addressed like 8 weeks ago, but we'll see what happens going forward, Greg.
All right, Belton Johnson, how important is it to win tonight and clinch? Because even if the Riders lose, they can claim the top spot. If Calgary loses to Hamilton tomorrow, but you kind of want to do it yourself, don't you?
Yeah, you want to, you know, finish it up yourself, right? Because they know if they get the win tonight, guess what? It's done over. But you don't have to wait till tomorrow or anything to see what happens or the next week's, right? And you know, go ahead, handle business tonight. And, you know, the offense, I want to see them get going. I think they're going to have a great week or a great night tonight.
Okay, Belton, they're going to be wearing their sitting green tonight, their alternate uniforms, and it's lights out. It should be a fun night at the park. It's Thanksgiving Day long weekend, Belton. Do you love Thanksgiving?
Absolutely, Greg. Like you said, I love cooking, and I know you say you like eating, but I like eating too.
What are you cooking there?
Oh, man, we got a pretty good menu here coming up. We're going to do some cornbread dressing. Going to do turkey, of course. Got my greens, my cornbread, deviled eggs, mashed potato gravy, mac and cheese, and my favorite pie, sweet potato pie there, Greg.
Belton, you are Mississippi born, living here now. What's better, Canadian or U.S. Thanksgiving, my man?
I'm going to have to go U.S., Greg.
What?
The reason being is, the U.S. is, you get like the whole week off, right? Like, whereas Canada, you know, Monday's Thanksgiving Day, right? And it's like, you know, Monday and then you go back to work and everything, right?
So. All right. Well, we'll put you back to work in the Green Zone pregame show tomorrow at 5 and then postgame after. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, Belton, and the very best to you this weekend.
Hey, have a good one there, Greg. Happy Thanksgiving. Touching me, touching you.
The city reminded us the golf courses are going to close on Tuesday after the long weekend, but by the looks of it, Sunday and holiday Monday weather doesn't welcome a game of golf too easily. It's going to turn pretty darn cool. Thanksgiving long weekend. Glad it's here. I was watching last night a little television, stopped briefly on a rerun of Friends, that Thanksgiving episode where Joey has his head in the turkey.
Joey, what's going on?
I put it on to scare Chandler.
Oh, my God! Monica's gonna totally freak out!
Well, then help me get it off. Plus, it smells really bad in here.
Of course it smells really bad. You have your head up a dead animal.
Joey was always one of my favorite characters on Friends. It's a good episode. Hey, here's hoping our farming friends can gobble up the last bit of harvest on this Turkey Day weekend as of right now. Harvest is around 93% finished in Saskatchewan. That's up from 84% last week. You know, we take an awful lot for granted as we live our lives. And honestly, I'm not sure that's such a bad thing. This life's meant to be lived. If we spent all our time worrying about the what ifs and the yeah buts, we'd miss all the little wonders right in front of us. But still, every once in a while, it's kind of worth hitting pause to appreciate what's right. And I just want to say I'm thankful for so much. My beautiful partner, Jen, her boys, my two girls who bring me more joy, laughter, and chaos than I could ever imagine. They make every day on this planet worth it, even the ones where I get more eye rolls than hugs. But I'll take either because it means they're still here. Heck, I even love when the whole family gets together and we're all scrolling with phones in hands, pretending to watch Netflix together. I love that moment. And right here in Saskatchewan, we've got it pretty damn good, don't we? Sure, the wind tries to blow us into Manitoba once in a while, but look around this time of year. It's gorgeous. It's safe. It's welcoming. A great place to raise a family. And I am thankful for you. Yeah, you. Who let me pull up a chair at your breakfast table or tag along in the car every morning. You tune in. And sure enough, you find me. You land that dial right on 980 CJME. And when I was a kid growing up in Rosemont, that same radio sat on top of the bread box. You remember those? My dad always had us dialed into CJME. I can still hear us. Saskatchewan's music power, Regina, CJME. Oh, I was little, but I remember names like Hart Kirch, Harry Decker, who sat in this chair before me. And I remember feeling that even though those voices had never met us, it felt like they were part of my family, sitting right there at the breakfast table with us, keeping us company while the toast popped, or in my case, Pop-Tart popped. And somehow I got to be that guy now, and many of you text and tell me how my words, or perhaps my positive attitude, at least I try to be as positive as possible, have made your day. Or how maybe that moment that Evan Bray and I shared at 7:20 made you smile. Or made you mad. The fact we have shared something together, never having met, but made a connection without looking face to face, it's the whole reason why I do this. So thank you from my family to yours. Happy Thanksgiving, and take a moment this weekend to look around and realize there's so much more to be thankful for. And go Riders! You can talk to me anytime. Text 1-877-300-7275. Thanksgiving long weekend. How's your Thanksgiving plans coming together here right now? The weather is going to be good for a couple of days, and then it turns a little cool, but overall, we're in good shape here. Shout out to the folks at Souls Harbor Rescue Mission. They served up a Thanksgiving feast for over 500 people yesterday. Volunteers had to start cooking, cutting, and freezing turkeys weeks ago in preparation. And I want to also thank you if you donated to the Jack 94.5 Stuff the Bus campaign yesterday for the food bank at the Harbor Landing Co-op. Man, that bus was stuffed big time. You really came through. So thank you to everyone who helped our friends across the hall at Jack 94.5. Some world news for you this morning. The Israeli military said today that a ceasefire was now in effect in Gaza as it forces pull back in accordance with this deal approved by the government overnight. However, eyewitnesses have described airstrikes and artillery shelling in Gaza City just hours ago. But at the same time, anticipation is building for the return of the hostages, right? Which President Trump said could happen on Monday or Tuesday, and he calls this a momentous breakthrough.
We ended the war in Gaza and really, on a much bigger basis, created peace. And I think it's going to be a lasting peace, hopefully an everlasting peace.
What guarantees Hamas disarms and that Israel doesn't resume bombing once the hostages are released?
Well, the first thing we're doing is getting our hostages back, okay? And that's what people wanted more than anything else. They wanted these hostages back that have lived in hell like nobody has ever even dreamt possible. And after that, we'll see.
Trump was talking yesterday about going there to meet the hostages when they're released in the war. Has claimed the lives of 67,000 Palestinians, including 20,000 children. That's according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. From the NHL last night, the Jets returned to start a new season. It started with a mammoth standing ovation for three-time Stanley Cup champion Jonathan Toews returning to his hometown.
Number 19, Jonathan Toews.
His first game back in 910 days. And his longtime teammate and good friend Patrick Sharp was in the crowd to watch. He didn't pick up any points. However, Kyle Connor was back in his first game since signing that new eight-year deal, and he got a hat trick. The Stars would win, though, 5-4. Over in Florida, the Agitator got on the scoreboard for the first time.
Marchand back on the ice, fires, and he scores! It's Brad the Cat! Marchand gives Florida the lead!
There you go, the Panthers beating the Flyers 2-0. Florida now 2-0 to start the new season without Tkachuk and Barkov, right? And it's year three for Connor Bedard. He got on the score sheet last night.
And this one, Bedard rips in and scores. Bedard got free at the top of the circle, and he rifles it by Corpusello.
Never stop paying attention to Connor, having loved him here in Regina. Bedard got a goal and an assist. The Bruins, though, won that one 4-3. The Habs beat the Wings 5-1. Sid the Kid is back.
Down low, Malkin. Center score!
Year after year, he just keeps cranking it out. The Pens, though, also winners, edging the Islanders 4-3. Lightning lost to the Senators 5-4. Calgary lost 5-1 to the Canucks. And the Knights beat San Jose 4-3 in overtime. In a game, you just got to find the highlights. Google the highlights to that San Jose-Vegas game last night. It's mind-blowing how it ended in the final minutes and then into overtime. I've never seen anything like it. There's not a single NHL game tonight, by the way. But everyone but two clubs is in action tomorrow night instead.